Venezuela's Maduro says U.S. fabricating war. ACET deploys world's largest warship. Thailand's former queen Sirikit dies aged 93. Suspected drug kingpin captured after audacious escape from house arrest. Ukraine allies pledge to take Russian oil and gas off global market. U.S. imposed sanctions on left-wing Colombian President Petro Ontario to stop running anti-tariff advert. That angered Trump woman gets rare whole life sentence for murder of French schoolgirl. Spectacular downfall of Georgia's ex-PM, accused of having 6.5 men his flat, NBA stars, and mafia, among dozens arrested in. Illegal gambling crackdown, Warsaw ghetto survivor who resisted the Nazis dies. German police seize fake Picassos in multi-million euro forgery raid. Gaza doctors struggle to investigate signs of torture on unnamed dead returned by Israel. Rubio says lots of countries willing to join Gaza security force. Brazil's Lula, 79, to seek fourth term as president. Letitia James pleads not guilty in mortgage fraud case. Louvre heist lift maker seizes the moment with new ad campaign. Gaza children dying as they wait for Israel to enable evacuations. Warships, fighter jets, and the CIA. What is Trump's endgame in Venezuela? Why Bill Gates did a cameo in an iconic Indian TV drama? Attacks on people like me happen every time my country has an election. Britney Spears said she was used. Kevin Federline says she needs help. Satellite images show extent of demolition at the White House. Slow motion footage reveals secrets of snake bites. Watch, UN official says Gaza ruins like Hiroshima. Watch, video appears to show alleged Louvre jewel thieves escaping, a hugely symbolic moment. King Charles and Pope pray together. USDA memo says it will not use emergency funds for November food benefits. US launches investigation into China's compliance with 2020 trade deal. Oil slips on skepticism about U.S. commitment to Russian oil sanctions. Ukraine in race to outfox Russian defenses with drone attacks. Commander says Argentina's farmers give Milei vote of confidence before midterms. Brussels to host EU-China talks on rare earth export controls. Canada ready to pick up trade negotiations with U.S. Carney says India's reliance says will comply with Western sanctions on Russian oil. Morgan Stanley expects natural gas prices to hit $5 in 2026. Bolivia's new president rekindles cautious hope for long-stalled lithium dreams. Trump aims to clinch deal with China's Xi during Asia trip. Toyota may announce U.S.-made vehicle imports to Japan, NHK says. Delta, Aeromexico asks court to block Trump order forcing end to JV. Harvard Ave acquisition completes $145 million IPO on NASDAQ. Oreo maker Mondelez to use new generative AI tool to slash marketing costs. Maluna Acquisition Corp. closes $60 million initial public offering. Trump reverses Biden-era rules on copper smelters. Alaska Airlines vows IT upgrades after outage forces 400 flight cancellations. Netflix shuts down game studio behind Squid Game. Unleashed Grindr shareholders offer to take dating app private for $3.46 billion. Republican U.S. lawmakers applaud Trump's aggressive China software proposal. UK economy shows signs of resilience ahead of expected tax hike budget. Michigan consumer sentiment drops below forecast, signaling potential headwinds for USD. Services PMI beats expectations, indicating a stronger US service sector. Manufacturing PMI edges higher, beats expectations, boosting USD. US consumer prices rise by 3% in September. Brazil posts wider than expected current account deficit in September. Consumer price index dips slightly, signaling subdued inflation pressure. Cost of living worries haunt Americans ahead of midterms, Reuters Ipsos poll finds. China expected to adopt more supportive fiscal and monetary policy, PBOC advisor says. Wall Street notches record closing highs on cool inflation. Solid earnings, Fed set to deliver double dose of dovish with rate cut, end of QT, Jefferies.